Okay, following players did not practice. Stephen Burton, Puz, Stephen Williams, Roy Miller, and Cecil Shorts. Roy Miller and Cecil Shorts had the coach's day off. We're waiting to see on Puz. We know we're just following the NFL protocol on the concussion program. We should have more of an update tomorrow at this time or at practice. If he can't go, then Russell Allen's taking quite a bit of the reps at Mike. And John Latulé's been playing Sam. So we'll see. I felt confident yesterday, I think, when I talked to you. We just got to have to see how it plays out. He feels much better, but, you know, he's not at the point yet where he can be cleared.
You've had eight guys with concussions. If they haven't practiced Thursday, they haven't played. Is he a little bit further advanced?
Yeah, he seems, you know, I don't know enough about the – yeah. So we just have to wait and trust the doctors, and they'll give him the clear. I know he was feeling better, and, you know, so I think it holds out to where he's got an opportunity.
Is there a situation – can he get tested again on, like, game day morning?
No, he cannot.
He can't.
No. Yeah, I can't go into what he's got to do remaining on the test, but there's a chance that, you know, he could play on Sunday even after tomorrow.
What's going on Saturday? He could be tested then. Saturday's the last day.
Yeah, for some of the parts of the test.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
You said yesterday that Stephen Williams is Achilles. Did he have a setback with that? You said it was maybe lingering.
Well, it wasn't Achilles. I think he's got tendonitis in there, So it's aggravating. They did an MRI and looked, and he's fine with his Achilles. It's just aggravated in there with tendonitis.
What have you liked about John?
Latulé?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got really, really good instincts. Really good instincts. I think our issues with him was that he came in and played Will, and now we moved him to Sam. So there's a learning curve there. And he didn't have it all down last week, and we still put him in there, you know, just to get him some reps, because we do like his explosiveness. We do like his instincts. And, you know, when he hits you, you know, he has an impact to him. And, you know, he gets around the ball quite a bit. So those traits we really liked. We understood that he didn't have the whole package down. He's really locking into more Sam this week because Russell's playing the mic.
What's Stupar's role for Sunday, and what would happen if Russell had to fill in for Paul and then something happens to Russell?
Right. We're trying to get Stupar ready to be the backup mic in base. And then in nickel, you know, then we might have to jockey some guys around. You know, we could look at Gino playing the mic spot in nickel situations, just not to put too much on Stupar.
A lot of players that you guys have picked up obviously came from Seattle, so they were very familiar sort of defensively with what you're doing here. With Nate coming from San Fran, how much different is that?
Well, yeah, it's quite a bit different. It's quite a bit different what he's going through. You know, a lot of times you pick those guys up, you can speed it up in special teams. But to actually go out there and be a guy, if someone went down and play after four practices or five practices, is pretty tough. But that's why we're just limiting him to base. And, you know, he had last week to learn it, and then this week he's getting more reps, and we'll see.
All these different schemes teams have. Obviously, you like your scheme, but do you think one scheme is better than the others? Or?
Well, I think it has to be based on your personnel. You know, Vito, I think, you know, some teams are really big up front. Some teams are really light. Maybe, you know, 3-4 concept. Some teams will run 3-4, and it gives more outside linebackers, and it provides for special teams. You know, special teams coach is happy about that. If you're a 4-3 team like us, now you're more traditional. You know, you try to get a 3 technique that's explosive, and you got two ends possibility, you know, that you can, you know, we have one maybe with some good size, and then you have one that's a pretty good rusher. So I think it's whatever you're accustomed to. Both have been successful.
You've run some pistol the last couple of weeks. Obviously, Chad's not a run-first guy, but how do you think that stresses a defense?
Well, I think it's just, you know, some teams will look at shotgun, and maybe they'll have certain checks. You know, hey, gun is 80% pass or 90% pass. So for us, it gives us the ability to be in shotgun, but maybe the tendency isn't so high one-sided that it's pass versus run.
I assume you practice the shotgun, the Wildcat, because they used it last week. Yeah. Did you put Denard back together again doing it? Or
when he serviced team?
Yeah.
Yeah. When we did have a couple looks at it, uh-huh. you know, and take a look at it. They do have a variety of personnel groupings. They major in three, but they dabble in others. And, you know, whether it's to get Patrick Peterson out there for a couple plays or go the Wildcat. So those are always things that you try to really coach up and walk through and then maybe show a rep or two in the team periods. But you have to be aware of it. But it's not something, you know, they're committed to play in and play out.
Yeah, did Denard look any better running? Because it seemed like before when you practiced it, when it was your offense, he didn't really seem to.
Yeah, you know, I think it was one rep. Yeah, you know, so he got one rep.
Mercedes has had two different plays in the last two or three weeks early in games. I guess energy.
Right, right.
Have you sensed him trying to do that early, trying to get guys?
Yeah, you know what? I think, Jed's offense, our offense, has always tried to find the playmakers, the guys that are hot, or keep everybody involved. And I think Mercedes is a guy like that. We like to keep him involved that way. You asked the question last week, is he, you know, how much is he going to get involved? We like to keep him active as a pass threat. He brings a lot to the table. His energy, you know, you saw it after that play, the energy level and what he brings. So he's always a guy that we're looking to find targets, you know, a certain number of targets each game for.
Have you sensed him trying to do that as well? You know, keep this, I guess, going positively.
Yeah, he's been great. He's been great through the whole thing. The one thing with Mercedes, you know, that illustration in the Tennessee game, we haven't seen that in practice. You know, it's hard to duplicate that in practice. But for him to do it, you know, that's just him. And that was a cool play there for him. And I think, you know, all those things help build confidence. And you know, we got to keep feeding that.
Yeah, well, just now, shouldn't you be trying to get him involved more?
Well, there is. You know, we try to target. Sometimes coverage, you know, takes that away. But, yeah, we'd like to get him the ball. I mean, a big target. You know, if you look at Ace and you go, oh, it's tough, he's a small target, well, then you should go to Mercedes, right? You know, that's a bigger target. And we understand that. We're trying to move some people around and get him, you know, in matches and stuff like that. But if he's matched up with a linebacker and can work his magic, that's a good thing.
I see it in the post-game ball thing. You didn't get carried away about winning. You still said, well, these game balls are for improvement.
Yeah.
So you, because I would have thought it would be easy to get caught up in euphoria and say, hey, we won.
I knew you were watching, Vito. No, but that's it, you know. And they said, you know, we have game balls for everybody. But that's really what you want that pitcher to be. Mm-hmm. You know, then when they look at that ball, it's about improvement or get better. And that's what we, you know, stay true to it. And because this game is important that way. It's another opportunity to build off what we did last week and to keep that mind right and going in the right direction.
Isn't this kind of a pivotal game to try to, you know, get two in a row rather than just, well, we won one and now it's back to...
You know, I don't think that way. I think it is a great opportunity for us. It's a great opportunity to play at home, great opportunity to put two good games together, you know, where we went out there with that mindset. There's a lot of opportunities. Yes, it's important that way, that we capture those.
You seem to have a better pass rush, but in the end it was still just one sack.
Well, yeah, it does. You know, and sometimes... You know, sometimes coaches look at sacks and go, sacks are important if they happen at the right time. You know, that's when they're important, when you need it. And at times they were getting out quick on the shallow crosses, and we were getting pressure, and it was getting dumped off. And, you know, if you can affect the quarterback, I know defensive coordinators use that to cover themselves a lot. You know, they say, but we had 18 pressures and 16 hits, but we only sacked him once. And I understand all that. But we have to look and see, are we truly affecting him? I think for us, are you getting him off the spot? And some quarterbacks, when they get off the spot, aren't as effective, and it gives you a chance for turnovers and things like that. So, you know, ideally, yeah, we want to get sacks. We want to get pressure. And the reason is for lost yardage. But when you get sacks, you got an opportunity to get the ball. Sack caused fumble, you know, hitting the long arm, go for the ball. You know, you get a chance to get the ball. That's why we want sacks as well. But if we get them off the spot and we get an overthrow or a tip ball or, you know, no conversion on third down, then, you know, we look at that as being that successful.
Yeah. How much harder does it make for an offense when you play defense like Arizona where they just stick Peterson on the best receiver wherever he goes.
If the matchup is good, you know, for them, it just, you know, where he's going to mirror wherever you go, and they're playing a lot of single safety middle tight coverage, like our mindset is, and at times that can make it difficult. You got to get guys that can win one-on-ones, and we'll have opportunities to do that or get patterns within your pass routes that affect those tight coverage matchups like that. So, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of one-on-one battles out there, without a doubt, both on their side and our side. And, you know, that's what the game's about.
Do you like a guy who can, like, in your philosophy, would you, are you okay?
Well, you'd like to have two of those guys. To be honest, yeah, that's right. It's difficult. But if you have a really good wide receiver and you feel like he matches up, sometimes, you know, a bigger, taller guy has difficult time versus a smaller guy. You know, and vice versa. So I think you look at all the types of matchups and you say, all right, if he matches up really well with this type of receiver, then you should have the flexibility to do that.
When you faced Fitzgerald in the past, did you just play Sherman and Browner on sides?
Yes, we had. And then I think there was one time one of them was hurt, and then we flipped it.
So you had to follow?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you're third in the league in lost fumbles. Is that a coincidence? Or
no, it's all about the ball, Vito.
Yeah,
huh?
What does that mean?
It's all about the ball.
You think that messes?
Well, I think it helps. It helps, and I'm sure that we've had some good fortune. We've had some balls on the ground that we've gotten. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's the truth of it. But I think our guys have a conscience for it, an awareness for it, and you're seeing them do more things that in tough situations. There was a punt return by Mike Brown, or a kickoff. No, it was a punt return. He came up, and a guy came from behind. He doubled and troubled, and they went and they tried to hammer it out of there, roll on the ground. We got out, or they didn't get it out. We're on the 22-yard line to start the drive. But it happened right in front of me, and it was clearly, if he would have had it low and loose, it would have been a turnover. Clearly, it would have been a turnover. And he got up, and he was like, high and tight, Gus. I said, oh, yeah. So I think there's a lot of times like that they could have had more, but because that consciousness helped us. And then to have that stat, what a great thing to share with the team.